Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Jim Olympi's here. Jim has become a great member of our Brain Trust for the last few years. He's the founder of Olympi & Associates, creator of the Execution Maximizer, the author of Great to Excellent. He's our good friend, Jim Olympi. Welcome back.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Doing great. And he's also served on a number of boards over the years, folks. So he's seen a lot of, he's seen the good, bad, and the ugly about how to run a business. And that's the reason why we, when Jim speaks, we listen. Hey, Jim, one of the things that I've said forever now, since I started doing my show over 19 years ago, was that there's so many things that we do better than big companies that they should take a lesson from us. But there are two areas that they're better than we are, and they still are. One of them is marketing. They do a better job of in the classic performance of marketing because they've got enough money to do it right. And the other one is in the area of human resources. They do, even if they don't necessarily manage better than we do, they find, select, train, and onboard people better than we do, don't they?
They do, because they typically have more and better trained resources that know and use tools that maybe a small entrepreneurial company either isn't aware of or just can't afford to do.
Well, they got professionals. Yeah, they got professionals on board who, that's their discipline. That's what their life's work is to be an HR specialist. But having said all that, there's still no reason for some of the mistakes that small business owners make. And I want you to talk to us about that.
Well, you know, the two toughest things I find entrepreneurs dealing with these days are growth and talent. You know, we just can't find the A players we need to really be a top company, so we tend to settle on people that maybe we even know aren't totally what we need for a position. You know, that old thought about, you know, a warm body is better than nobody. Somebody can fog the mirror, at least is occupying the job.
Right.
I would contend a warm body is actually worse than nobody, because you're sending a message to the whole rest of the company that you're willing to tolerate subpar performance. They never get all the things done you want them to get done, so you end up giving even more work to all your A players, which puts them in a position of having to carry the C players.
Well, you create bad morale situations when that happens.
Absolutely,
it affects
right.
It affects the whole organization.
And you know, it's not like everybody doesn't know who the C players are. I mean, people know who carry, you know, water on both shoulders and the people that never seem to get things done. And when they watch how we treat those subpar performers, you know, it's pretty insightful for them. You know, the problem that I think we all have is that we get caught up in, I need somebody today, so even if they're not great, I'll take that person on. And boy, that just is such a losing philosophy in my mind.
Right.
And the trouble is, the problem, as we all know, is jobs will always outgrow people. You know, it isn't whether it's going to happen, it's when it's going to happen. And that includes us as
CEOs
of a company.
Say that again.
Jobs will always outgrow people.
The job that you have will always outgrow you.
At some point, for sure.
And see, this is where I talk to small business owners about continually firing themselves from jobs that they don't need to do, that other people can do, and promoting themselves to these jobs, as you say, that where you're being outgrown. That's where you promote yourself to those jobs, but you can't do those new jobs until you get rid of something else.
You know, and when jobs outgrow people, you know, the job gets larger or more complex. It doesn't make that person a bad person. It just means that, you know, every one of us has some finite level of capacity that we can perform at, including CEOs. You know, I was okay running a couple billion-dollar company. I don't think I'd have a clue about running a $100 billion company.
Mm-hmm.
So every one of us has got some finite level that, you know, before the job outgrows us. That's the only guarantee I've ever found in running business.
So the people you hire, especially today where the velocity of change is not what's disrupting us right now, Jim, a computer is just a fancy wheel. What's disrupting us right now is the velocity of change, the time compression between models. And so as we hire people, we don't just need to hire people who are capable of doing the job. We need to hire people who are capable of adapting and growing, don't we?
You're absolutely right. And how I ask CEOs all the time, you know, how do you specifically assess when you're getting ready to make a new hire? How do you assess that individual for their adaptability, flexibility, and willingness to change? And almost probably 10% of all the CEOs I speak to actually have a process and an assessment tool to help them do that. Well, if we didn't hire for the very attributes that are critical for people to manage and live with change, then why do we expect them to embrace change?
Well, that's exactly right. And the other thing that happens is we hire somebody, we make a mistake in hiring somebody. It's not their fault. They got a right to look for a job, and they got a right to accept one. And it's not always their responsibility to say, no, sir, I think I'm underqualified for this job. They're looking for work. They're going to go to work for you. But you bring somebody on who's not qualified, and then you're disappointed them when they don't do the job.
Absolutely. And again, that individual that we put in, you know, we made the decision to put them into something without properly assessing their abilities to do it. You know, we need to fail fast in a respectful manner. You know, when somebody, there needs to be a projection of what the return on investment is going to be on any person we bring on. And if we're not achieving that in a reasonable period of time, then we ought to do a course correction. You know, Jack Welch had a great saying. He said, you know, it's immoral not to tell a C player that they're a C player. You know, we kid people all the time by giving them, you know, average or even good performance reviews when we know heart of hearts that they're not able to do the job.
Tough love is, there's a reason it's called, there's love on the end, right?
Absolutely.
<Yeah. laughs> Hey, Jim, I need your website, please.
www.theexecutionmaximizer.com.
All right. And can they find the book there? Great to excellent.
It's there on the front page.
All right. So check it out, folks. We come back. We're going to get Jim to give us some specifics, some tools that we can use, some things we can do to make sure that we don't fall into this pitfall of this trap of bringing somebody on and basically setting them and us up for failure. We have to do a better job of this, folks. And I'm speaking to myself. I know how hard it is. I'm a small business owner just like you. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.